Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're sitting down with Charlotte McKnight from the Sunrise Quilter. Charlotte, thank you for taking the time to come sit down with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the phone call.
So jumping right into things, you're not only just a member of the Sunrise Quilter, but you're also the founder of it. Can you kind of introduce it and explain a little about the quilting?
So it came about as an idea in 2018 when I approached the Jensens at the Tavaputs Ranch and asked them about, hey, how about organizing a quilt retreat on your ranch? And their answer was, of sure, let's do it. So that's basically how it began. And then since the word Tavaputs means sunrise in the Ute Indian language, Sunrise Quilters on the Tavaputs was born. My husband, Scott, designed the logo, and then I called my girlfriend, Karen Cadiff of Salt Lake City, and asked her if she would consider teaching a quilting class at Tavaputs, and it took off from there. And we reached out on social media, we advertised in the Utah Quilt Guild, a newsletter, and word spread, and so in 2019, we hosted the first Sunrise Quilters retreat.
So kind of going back to that retreat, this year you guys have a special instructor in Karen Cadiff, who has 15 years of experience in the paper foundation technique, and she's a certified instructor in quilting. Can you kind of speak on the opportunity that this instruction provides for someone who's into quilting?
Well, she's been doing this 15 plus years. It's a foundation paper piecing, which involves the use of papers to guide you in cutting, organizing, and the piecing process. Karen Cadiff attended the Judy Niemeyer paper piecing technique workshop in Montana, and she is certified to teach her patterns to the public. And the technique itself looks intimidating, but with Karen as the teacher, you walk away with an attitude of, I can do this. Because it does look scary. She's very attentive, and she does one-on-one learning to help you learn to read the patterns and make it simple for you. That's one type of quilting. There are other types of quilting out in this world as well. There's pieced quilting and patchwork quilting. There's machine applique, hand applique. There's this foundation paper piecing, which will be taught. There's English paper piecing, collage quilting, and the list goes on and on. So we are very fortunate to have Karen teaching this class.
Now, going back to those styles of quilting, a lot of people usually think of the traditional pieced or paper pieced quilts.
Right.
But like you were pointing out, there are so many different styles of quilting. Do the Sunrise Quilters practice any certain kind of quilting, or do you perform all different kinds of styles?
Right. So, since we've had Karen teaching the last this is our fifth quilt retreat, she's going to be leaving us and moving out of state, and so we've already looked into doing other types of quilting for 2025. We're also going to start to feature some one-day workshops. I've got a lady coming from Moab, Utah. We're going to be doing silk dyeing using native plants in the area at Tavaputs. We're going to get into some basket weaving, and then we're going to do some patchwork piecing. And then there's teachers who have invented rulers to teach you how to do a different type of patchwork quilt with their ruler. And we have some talented people from Utah that I will be getting a hold of to do that type of quilting at Tavaputs next year. And we may also get into collage quilting. So I've got the feelers out as far as who I'm going to have next year, but we'll have more than one class next year.
So unfortunately we're running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I think quilt retreats are very inspiring. You walk away with new bonds of friendships you've learned, and quilters give their take on what they've learned from others, and so it's very inspiring. This Saturday, June 1st, is the Castle Country Quilters Quilt Show at the Event Center here in Price from 10 to 4 p.m. So I would encourage our local people to go out and support our local quilters and see what they also have to show us.
Well, thank you so much, Charlotte. Again, that was Charlotte McKnight of the Sunrise Quilters. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM or 750 AM, or listen on the Castle Country website or app. And for KOAL News, I'm Aiden Mortensen.